Brooke and Derek, I got to talk to you about this book. We talked about it back in December, and I feel like a little bit of it wasn't really released, but you shared it with me. You shared the secret. You guys wrote a book?
I'll let Brooke jump into this.
I love this.
I was waiting for you.
So cool. You guys are so cute.
Well, yeah, we met this really amazing lady when we were in Indianapolis racing last year. And she invited us to, we just kind of were talking, and I told her how I'd always wanted to write a book, and Derek and she had talked about it too. And we all got together and we've written a book. I wrote the story. It is our story. But Derek and I are kids, so it's a children's book, and it's all about chasing your dreams and believing in yourself enough, having the courage to follow your dreams. It kind of follows Derek's story, which actually happened to him as an adult, but we made it a kid version of the same story, where he was just having a hard time believing in himself enough to, he had the confidence, but he just didn't know how to communicate that this was his dream. It didn't feel like it could be for him, you know? So we translated that story to a kid version and wrote it. And then our daughter, Paige, she graduated last year with an art degree, and she's an incredible artist, and she's illustrated the book.
Awesome.
And then we've teamed up with another award-winning author and illustrator too. So at Derek's race car, Derek, talk about your race car. It has images from the book all over it.
Really?
And you just created a new image of me on the back of the car because I wasn't on the car, but that's okay. I don't need that attention. He's better getting the attention.
I can't wait to launch that at our race in Texas. But first, I got to give you and Paige a big high five because it's such an awesome accomplishment to get something like this done. And it's just a testament to the whole theory of, you know, seeking and admitting your dreams and then surrounding yourself with people to go achieve them. And that's the message that Brooke has been putting out there with Fast Life, you know, in the video part of it. And it's very true in the book as well. And it's so creatively written, and it's got just amazing little learning tidbits and lessons along the way. I think I learned something each time I reread through it. And it will be launched and released at our next race, which is May 1st in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
There is a way to pre-order. We're going to do 100 pre-order copies. They're available at fastlife.tv, and they're going to be autographed and sent out as soon as they're released. And yeah, we're celebrating the book as well with the whole livery of the race car. Mm-hmm. And it's this really fun, cartoony, bright colored car. And it's got my character and Spencer's character on the hood. And then we've added a little tidbit, which was an idea from last year's co-driver, Dr. Jim. Said, we really need a picture of Brooke, like egging on the competition out of the rear window. So we've got this image of her kind of doing one of these. It's going to be so much fun.
That's awesome. That's what any good wife would be doing to the competition anyway.
There you go. I feel like I do that in pit lane, mixed with some other choice words, you know.
You got to be kidding me. Get out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hear you now.
I think I've heard that.
Oh, you're such a supportive wife. I love that. You guys, I love that you are even now still. You keep going. You keep on proving that dreams are possible. I am like in that lane too of YOLO. You know, I know YOLO is so 2000, but like you live once, you got to live it to the fullest. And if you have those dreams and those aspirations, get with the people that are going to help you pursue those and make the world a better place while doing it.
Well, and you're doing it too. I can tell that you're exactly in the lane that you need to be in. You're so good at what you do, Michaela.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys, it's always a pleasure having you on. It's always great talking to you. And please come back. Let's talk about May 1st more, about the launch of the book and about the race and all that kind of stuff. And in the meantime, we want to make sure that people get in on this awesome wine tasting experience supporting Redemption Ridge. It's at redemptionridge.org. Order those wines. Get ready for the tasting happening April 3rd. Brooke and Derek DeBoer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.